December 5th, 2013. I want to caution all of you for just make a note that we are recording the proceedings. Anything that's said will be recorded. It is not on the web. I think all of you received the letter that Ron Houseman sent to me yesterday, and I'm not going to read it to you because you can read yourself.
I'll read it, Stan.
I think the first order of business is to approve meetings of the Salary Commission for November 13th. And we need to make a roll call this time. We'll start with you, Kevin.
Kevin Tweedy, form.
Valley Smith, treasurer.
Rick Finley, auditor.
Jeff Merrill, prosecutor.
Brandon Williams, District 1 Commissioner.
Danny Strahan, Commissioner.
Jimmy Russell, sheriff.
Chuck Pennell, assessor.
Carol Davis, public administrator.
Donna Neely, county clerk.
Sheila White, collector.
Robert Dixon, recorder, and whatever. So we'll go ahead and move on to and open up for discussion of the minutes. Anybody have any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes for November 13th? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Like to also bring to everybody's attention that I've received some Salary Commission meetings for November 17th, 1997, in which COLAs, cost of living increases, were approved by the Salary Commission. Anybody would like to read those minutes? I have them right here.
Say that again, Bob. That was 1997.
1997, Salary Commission. Be glad to let anybody take a look at those that want to look at them. Okay, so the order of business is that we've come together as a Salary Commission to determine cost of living increases, if there will be any, if there will be any pay raises, whether it would be done on a percentage basis or a lump sum. And we'll open the floor for discussion here in a few seconds. Is there anything that I've left out, Donna? Okay. Keep in mind, cost of living increases go into effect 1st of January, as I understand. And the cost of living increases are for elected officials and employees. Same amount. Can't give one more than the other. There is an option. There's options to, we can talk about employees first, and we can talk about elected officials. There's been a differential that's been brought up between elected current county officials in Taney County versus other first, second, third class counties. And there is quite a disparity there. There is just a certain amount of money available, and we need to spend that wisely or determine if we're going to have any raises whatsoever. So with that being said, I'll just open the floor and we'll go around the room.
Bob, you had mentioned there that any raises will be by percentage or lump sum.
They could be.
I don't think that the statute allows for lump sum, does it? Okay. Percentage only.
That's my understanding, Judge.
Okay.
We have to vote on it by percentage.
That's okay. Absolutely right.
And there's a separation of what you're saying. If we give a COLA, when you're talking about cost of living, you're talking about COLAs. And if you give a COLA raise, then everybody receives the same, elected officials and the employees. If you give a, when you talk about the salaries to the elected officials, then those have to be raised the same percentage across the board also. They're two separate things, or if you do a COLA, they have to all be the same. You have to give the same percentage to the county employees as you do the elected officials, so.
Or you can do both.
You can do both, right.
NACO meeting.
NACO meeting.
If I heard you right, Danny, you're saying elected officials could raise their salary.
Their percentage salary.
If they raised it up whatever percentage or however much, they don't have to raise the county employees.
Not that percentage.
Right, okay, that's why I understood it.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And essentially, anything we do would then have to be approved by the commission. We can vote to have a COLA, but the commission can then say, we're not going to allow the COLA, or we will, and they can increase or decrease the percentage. And whatever percentage they give to the elected official has to be given to the employees, but the employees then could receive an additional increase above that, but we cannot. And the reason I say that, because if you do a 1.5% COLA on our current salary, that would be a $795 increase. A 2% COLA on our current salary would be $1,060. If you did that same percentage for a county employee, it would be much less than 50 cents an hour. So, and I did send emails to Robert that I received from all over the state talking about the different procedures they do, and a lot of them give an additional increase to the employees. So they can have more, a higher increase percentage than we receive, but they cannot have less.
Theirs would have to be the percentage on the difference.
I think the statute reads, and Jim, you've read it, I know you have, but I think it reads that the percentage that the elected officials receive can be no more than the least of any of the employees.
Right.
I think that's what it reads like.
So I'm not clear, though. I just, from background, I assume that the county commission was responsible for the wages of everyone except the elected officials. Am I hearing you say that this commission could?
No.
Could
what
say
we're saying,
something
you can make the recommendation, but it's up to them.
It's a recommendation, is what it is.
Yeah. We would have to vote. We would have to vote to set a COLA, and we could vote to set a percentage, but then they don't have to, the commission does not have to approve that COLA.
That's right.
It may be on the COLAs, but on the percentage, I think it's just up to the salary commission.
They can get, the county commission can give any amount they want, can they not?
I'm not talking about COLAs, though. I'm talking about on just a straight percentage of the
I think it just
salary.
Says to approve a COLA, right? I sent him emails from all over the state that I got from county clerks from all over the state, and their different responses.
Well, just because it came from all over the state doesn't mean it's right.
That's true, but it's probably been reviewed by a few attorneys across the state, I would think.
My question is we have since 1997, is that when that was?
Mm-hmm.
Since 1997, we've had the, I guess,
ability
to have to do every year. And we have had the ability to have cost of living increases for elected officials, and no commission as of yet has ever chosen to do that.
No salary commission.
No, county commission.
And no commission has.
But they've never enforced it.
So the commission can do it even without the salary commission's recommendation?
You have the authority right now, I believe.
Well, we've made motions since then to set it at 100% of the salary schedule. So we didn't make
that's different.
I know, but whenever we had our salary commission meetings, we did not say we want to stay with the COLA. We set it at 100% of the.
Really, if you set a COLA to go into effect,
yes.
It's into effect. You shouldn't have to vote on that every year.
We actually had a vote. I remember. I didn't go pull those, but it was discussed COLA back when. Ron Hershen came on, and and whether it came to a vote, we'd have to pull those minutes and see. He said, I'm against COLAs, and it was decided then that there would not be.
But it was already approved before.
But the salary commission that approved it, the salary commission...
They've met, the salary commission has met since, and it's like saying the commission voted to put a park in here, but they never did do it, and then years after that, they said, no, we're not going to, and then we come back and say, we're going to go back on that 10-year vote a long time ago. I mean, they voted as a salary commission since then.
See, that's where you, that's where the confusion is. We meet as a salary commission to set our own salaries.
Yeah.
I thought that was the only thing that this body did.
That's all we
do. We vote as a salary commission to set our own salaries.
Right.
The raises itself, if we decide to do a COLA throughout the county, then the percentage has to be the same as the employees. But we can set our own salaries, and then there can be a COLA if we decide to do so on the percentage of raise that is given to the employees. Everyone that sat in on the budget hearing meetings know that we had planned on giving at least $1,000 increase to the employees if the monies were available. And so that's pretty well from the review of what we have revenues. It looks like we're going to be able to do that. So now we're down to the part where we would set the salary schedule, not for us, individually, for the future holders of the office.
And do we have, I know we talked, do we have a comparison of where Taney falls? I've seen it. Did we, anybody print it out so everybody could see it?
We had it last time and passed it around.
How far below we are?
The average on first class counties was $66,340, I believe, something like that, wasn't it? Brandon,
so we're running about somewhere around 16,000-17,000 less than other counties.
Than other counties, and that was the average. Now, in the third class counties, there's some of those third class counties that are being paid more than we are.
58,000 to 60,000 range. Mm-hmm. Some third class.
I'd like to jump on what Danny said because I think he makes a good point. We're all getting older, whether we want to like it or not. In the future of the county, on people that's going to fill our positions with degrees and stuff, maybe in the future, these folks aren't going to want to take these type of positions at what we've got. And if we want to, in my opinion, just like all the other businesses and stuff, if you've got people coming up with degrees that can step in and do different positions in this county, you're going to have to, the rate's going to have to go up in this county. It's been stagnant for a long time. So I think it's time that we start looking at maybe a certain, certain so much to get us caught up where the, the elected officials need to be. They ought to be at least comparison with the other class one counties are in that area.
And just so you guys understand, I believe if you did the math, and I didn't, I should have, if we had taken the COLA since 97, as elected officials, if the commission had done that, I believe we would be commensurate with other counties. So, just so everybody understands that.
How do you feel the COLA works, Danny, what you've checked out?
Well, the COLA itself would be implemented, could be implemented as a COLA whenever you, like next year, it would go into effect January the 1st, and it would be a percentage that would be for whatever we got for a cost of living, the employees would get for a cost of living, no matter what that would be. But that's a COLA. That's not that we're separating the two things. The salary commission is here to set either 100% or 115% or 105%, whatever our future salaries for the office holders. Yeah, that's the way I feel that it reads. Now, I don't know.
I think that's where we're at.
Danny, I agree with you, but I'm not sure. I think some people feel like we need to vote on the COLA again. So I don't know whether we do or don't. Well, that's my first question.
I don't feel comfortable without voting on it again.
Let's just leave the COLA out of it. Let's just go two different ways here. If you want to do it that way, you could set the salaries. And then if you wanted to set the salaries at a certain amount, then you could set the COLAs. But what we're going to do as a county commission is what we've already planned is equal raise all the way across the board. I mean, I think that was pretty clear with every office that we met with. If we could reach a 3% below a 2013 approved, or get those monies down there, then we would give $1,000. So I would like
minimum
to
$1,000.
Minimum.
And okay, so but if you do a cost of living at a certain percentage, and you're in the lower paid position, you're not going to get $1,000.
Right. Depends on what percentage you go for.
If you set a COLA, would you do that? But I'm not wanting to do that myself.
Now. When you're talking
you can also look at it, Bob. The across the board, like Rick was saying, the statute says the commissioners can get no more. The elected officials can get no more than the least, the percentage of the least employee. Mm-hmm. So you figure which employee is making the most money. If you give $1,000 across the board, you figure what that percentage is, then your elected officials can get no more than that.
Mm-hmm. For a COLA.
For a COLA.
Right.
But we probably need to separate this here.
I think we
need to set our salaries,
then talk about
or set a COLA and set aside.
I agree.
When you're talking about setting salary, are you talking about raising for the county, first class county, all of the officials that are in office are elected now, or
no?
Okay, you're talking about who's going to
future.
So it would be who who was elected, like say next year, and the
next term,
right. And the next term of office.
We do not get raises during our term.
Right.
During our term of office.
Well, I knew we didn't, and so the COLA, which I know McDonald County, every time there's a raise, they get a raise. You know, I know that public administrator.
Every year.
Every year.
That's what Boone County
does. You would.
She gets a raise every year. So I don't know, is that a COLA when they're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're
okay. Doing. I yeah. You know, I just thought.
Your COLA is a raise, you know, every year.
Because they make more than we do, and I know they're not a first class county.
This 2013.
Okay, that's just clarifying my brain.
So we're going to talk about elected officials 2014.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's do that.
If I could throw a thought.
It wouldn't be, but they wouldn't get that until.
It'd be 2015.
Right, when they took office, right. The newly elected officials.
Right.
Okay.
We're not looking for our own salaries.
Right, you're right.
There never was a year put in there.
Right. August 2017. Yeah.
Okay. That's,
for those of us who are on the other.
Right.
The other
whatever, yeah. That's, that was never clarified in the conversations. Okay.
And treasurer and all those
other 2007
before they would go into effect. I'll vote on a COLA then. If I could throw my thought here, and I agree what I heard Kevin down here saying, that it's important that elected officials are paid a fair, reasonable amount in order to get good people to do the job. On the other side of the coin, I look at what's happened in my paying attention to county government over the last dozen years. I think most all of the people, a lot of the people are serving because they're interested in what that is. They appreciate the salary that comes with it. And I don't know that I agree that there won't be people down the road in that same position. The other thought I have, as I was thinking about this, and something was said on the radio the other day, some comment was made, and I see, everybody's got a different opinion, but I see our economy, I see it still just dragging along even, or I don't see it improving. And the thought that came to my mind was, you know, we got a ton of poor thoughts about our national government. I think everybody agreed with that. And I'm just thinking about the population, and we vote for our next, not us, but the next group to be increased, whatever it is, when our economy, in my opinion again, is flat, it's not moving very far up, I don't think.
And for us, it's not like booming like it has in the past, but it is, it's up. You guys have done a great job of making the cuts that need to be cut, that made, to where we can give raises to employees and hopefully to, but I'm in agreement with Kevin. Okay. You're not going to get, and you know, you're not going to get good qualified candidates in the future. And have it not be for my other incomes, I wouldn't do this. Couldn't afford to. I'd love to help out. I'd love to have.
I can tell you right now, I'm making half what the Branson chief makes.
And I don't even compare it to that as much as, I mean, I don't disagree with them, but I don't compare it to that as much as, hey, I got elected. I was willing to do it for the amount that
right.
My fear is the future. And Kevin, I took a little bit of offense. I'm not getting older.
Yeah, we do have some young blood in there.
I think Melanie and I.
Every day counts, Brandon. But,
every second.
But, a lot of us have been here a lot.
But I was joking.
Oh, okay.
You may add you to it. But I think that in order to get good, qualified people, it's going to help take the county to continue on and continue to help growth and continue to have the means to do those things. We need to have good people that are willing to do it and have it for the right reason, but they need to be able to financially do it and not hurt their families and hurt their own economic status.
Well, I personally think we have a great group of people now doing the job.
I'm not saying
you've got to take into account too, these base rates were put into effect in 1987?
Way back there, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, a lot of years ago when these base rates were put into effect. Lots changed since then.
I mean, I think we've got, I agree with Don, we've got a really good group of people here who obviously feel called to serve, and that's why we're public servants. Now, I also agree with what Kevin is saying, though, and my salary is not directly tied to this meeting, and so I feel like I sort of am on the outside of this looking in a way.
You're just a misfit.
I am a misfit, but I sort of agree with what Kevin is saying, and I'm not trying to necessarily disagree with what you're saying either, Chuck. But at the same time, there's always going to be this balance. I want to serve, but can I afford to do that and still provide for my family? And I think that if we can make these jobs more appealing to more successful people who might feel called to serve, then we're going to, as a result, in the future have good people, continue to have good people in these jobs. And so I think it's important that we properly fund these positions so we make these jobs appealing to the right folks that come after us.
It's different than it used to be. I mean, of course, my dad serving for the period of time he served and everything, they were over here a day or two a week. It's not like that you're Saturday and Sunday servant like we are. I mean, it's everybody that's in the positions that hold office over here has duties and obligations that exceed the hours that are put in. In my electrical business, I made three times the amount that I'm making now in some years. So to persuade you to come forward from a job where you might prosper at that level and come to serve is totally different than it was back 20 years ago. I mean,
and you're never going to, in these sorts of public servant jobs, you're not going to make the kind of money you would make in private enterprise. But what you do need to do is at least make it enough that somebody feels that they're willing to make that sacrifice and still be able to get by on it to take these jobs, I think.
It's just like in your position, Jeff. We don't want a first-year law student coming in to be prosecutor that's getting his feet wet being prosecutor.
Right.
We want somebody experienced in there.
Right. Well, that's my two cents anyway.
Well,
I think
that's more of a nickel's worth.
You're a pretty good example of what I think is coming down the pipe. And the state has already seen this. The federal judges, and they're still, but the judges got us the increase, didn't have to wait on the salary commission or anything. Like you said, you're not a part of this. The prosecutors then, the legislative body seen the need for that to change to bring you up to that level as a judge. So, and they did it midterm. where the statutes, when the legislators can do something, and we're held under a different guidance, which we're voting for future office holders, when the legislative body sees that things are out of whack, that they can't get the qualified people that they need for those positions, they raise that salary scale. And so that's what they tried to do there, and I think that when I was shocked, actually, whenever I went to the meetings and heard that Taney County was on that such a low tier with all the other first-class counties. Then more so when I got to talking to the third-class county commissioners and people that were making more money than first-class county. That's just not right for it to be that way. Now, we live in a special area. As Chuck addressed the economy, our sales tax was up 4%, or will be, I think, about 4%. Also, I heard this morning that local home sales were up 25%. So those kind of things, even if we did as good next year as we're doing this year, or if we see that increase, this should have been addressed a long time ago. This is something that's not, shouldn't be addressed today. It should have been addressed a long time ago, but I guess the fact that we didn't know it, I brought it up 2 or 3 years.
But there's a lot more homes being built now, too.
I want to ask a question about, because if we pass that everybody gets a COLA, the employees, will they still get this 5 or 6% on top of the COLA? Is the commission going to? Okay.
We're looking at the 5 or 6% as being the COLA.
As being the COLA, okay.
Or even, I'm looking at it more of a, to get somebody that's making the $10 mark, to get the $1,000 that we kind of said, because we've always said at least 1,000 or more. I think we'd have to go to like 7% in order to get that. Is that right?
Math's probably right.
In order for the lowest paid individuals. You'd have to give
about 6.3%.
So you'd have to give right at 7% in order to get the 1,040.
Okay. So that's the COLA. Okay.
Yeah, but that's going back to me.
Okay.
And
that's
what they discovered years ago on the employees while they were giving percentages is that it was making such a difference between employees that already had a higher salary and the lower, and you were making more of a gap. And so the lowers, as they got the experience, or maybe they were even doing more of the jobs, it was creating too much of a gap.
Your COLAs, though, you're going to have to tie that to your cost of living, like the National Cost of Living Index is what you have to tie that to. Then if you give more pay raises above that, then you give pay raises. Your COLAs don't have to be a pay raise that all the pay raise the employees get. You can give a pay raise on top of that also.
To raise them up to where they should be.
You can give an across the board and then give a COLA along with it. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have something to tie to a cost of living adjustment, whatever that is, like the nationwide average or something.
So you're talking about a raise for the elected officials to take up this differential gap, that I would call it, between the minimum and the maximum. Then we're also addressing maybe a COLA for the elected officials. Is that what you're saying?
COLA for everybody.
For everybody.
Employees and elected, yeah.
Well, if I could throw I think some of you spoke twice on the same thing. I'm going to throw it out there again. I'm going to say, the ones I've heard that I respect you, and you got a valid point, I agree with it. But I still, what's chewing inside of me is the perception our government has. And although we're local government, we're still government. And when the newspaper comes out that we voted ourselves an increase.
We didn't.
I don't care what you say, Danny. I know what you're saying, but if you take office again, if you win another election, are going to get more money from this vote. I know what you're saying, I understand that. But I'm talking, I use the word perception, and perception is reality.
Unfortunately, that's the way the laws are set up, and that's, they left it to the elected officials to do this.
Okay.
I think as a group, we need to just decide whether we want to do that or not. Somebody needs to, I guess, if they change anything, we're at 100% of salary right now. So if somebody wants to change that, they need to throw out some numbers and maybe see what the group thinks, because as a group, we got to decide.
Real quick, just to kind of touch on your point. If I think every single one of us, if we make our decisions based on what the media is going to put out, you shouldn't be in this position, any position. You can't let perception and media sway what your decisions are.
Okay, I buy that, and I agree with it. But I'll go back to our founding fathers and to other people that I have seen serve. And most, I shouldn't say most, some of them have served because they have been successful and have things financially in fair shape, and they can do it. And I look at George Washington. I mean, he didn't serve for the salary. And I know there's the other side. I do respect y'all, but I'll make a motion to Rick's comment. I'll make a motion we retain our, or how you would say that, 100%. Don't expect it to go anywhere, but I'll make the motion.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second, so we can vote on
it. Okay, I have a second. We'll need a roll call vote, please, so we can keep accurate records. And the motion is to fund the elected officials at 100% of the salary schedule.
Which would remain at the same?
We would remain at the same, yes, sir. Kevin?
I'll start. Nay.
Nay.
Rick?
Nay.
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 Vote.
Yay.
Nay.
Nay. You stay at the 100% of what's allowed by the statute.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay. So we have...
Did you vote?
I didn't vote, but nay. So we have how many yeses? Three?
Two.
Two yeses, the rest were noes, so the motion fails. Back to our discussion.
So I think we probably need to look at a percentage then of what we do in the trial.
Right. If you do a percentage, keep in mind that the people on the upper side of the pay scale is going to get more.
We're talking about just salary.
Just salary. Okay. Yeah. So we're fine.
Because we have to do a percentage of the 100%.
Okay.
Everybody gets paid 50%.
If it was a COLA, that would be tied to the employees. Right. But the way it is, it's not tied to the employees.
Okay.
I think we should do a calculation to see what the percentage is going to do. Well, I don't know what percentage anybody's considering.
25, I'm just, to get to that 66,000 mark, it'd be 25%. For those of you that are at the $53,000 mark.
It'd have to be
125%.
To be sure, I heard y'all, we're not talking COLAs, we're talking a percentage, correct?
Okay. Are you sure of the math? Just asking, are you
sure of the math? on 50,000,
it's 12.5.
50,000, you'd have to go 30% to get 15,000 increase. So
we would, with that, we would go from 53 to
62.50. 66.50.
But we're also concerning a COLA, which would increase us even more. Are we doing that? Are we considering having a COLA?
We'll talk about that after this.
Separately, no, that's not a right
idea. They can't be tied together. And now, where's that, when that brings you guys up, because I'm out of this realm like Jeff is, but if that brings you up to that 66,000, you guys, does that put you right at the minimum of what the other classification
is? No, it's average.
That's the average.
Maybe it's a little shy of the average. The average is going to be a little skewed because everybody else has already given.
You would still get a percentage increase, Kevin.
I get a we're talking about the salary, not the percentage.
Oh, okay. So. Okay.
But I'm not, my salary's not voted on by the salary commission.
Oh, it's not?
No.
You want to increase?
No, that's a separate deal.
The low end of those was, I think, didn't we have, we had the list there, wasn't it 58, and those were going back to second class, wasn't that what we had on our sheet before?
I think so.
Yeah, 58 to 60 was the lower end of the first class counties, and they were going back to second class counties. So I'll just say this, I know we're being taped, but if you don't make the increase enough to make a difference, I wouldn't take the abuse of listening to people complain about it, because as a commissioner, you sit on both sides of the fence, they're going to complain one way or the other, no matter what you do. So I would think that if you could make it somewhere around $60,000, that would be fair to the officials of Taney County. That's the low end of the spectrum, and there's a lot of them making 85 and 90, you know, and we're not trying to cheat people or mess with people, but we're trying to get qualified people into office.
What percent would be 60,000? Bring it down.
No. 11, 12%.
No, it'd have to be in the 21 to 22%, wouldn't it?
What, 53? 10%.
20% is
10,000. It'd be a little over 10,000.
63.6. Would you say that?
Somewhere 11, 12.
At 15% is 60,958.
15.
15 is
60,950. And that put us lowly commissioners at 58,650.
I'm going to be honoring, right? Judge me or whatever.
What else is new?
So for the nothing new, is there? So at that amount, for the reasons that you all give that we need to raise it, is that going to change something? Let's say you're going to be a county commissioner or assessor or an auditor or something. Are you going to go after serving that job? Is that going to make a difference?
I'm running for re-election, and I will run for re-election whether we have an increase or not.
But what I heard those that we disagree with respectfully is that the reason we need to go higher is so that the salary will be enough to support a family.
You know, right now,
some of you young guys, you know,
we're hiring people making more than what we are.
Well, we do, that is an issue.
To get qualified employees.
That's what stinks.
Well,
a lot of us would be better off to quit the elected part and take a full-time job.
And others that don't have the same responsibility or have run for office and make more than you do. That stinks.
I understand what they're saying also.
It's ridiculous.
I believe that I have responsibility to future as well as present, and I think you have to look at it here. Right now, in my position, if you get somebody with an accounting degree, and I don't have a degree in accounting, but I've got quite a bit of background there and have something. There's no way they're going to go to work in the auditor's position for what I make. No way.
You've made my point for me. You take a CPA. Will a CPA go after the auditor's job for $60,000 instead of $53,000?
I see your point. More likely.
We're going after a raise so that. Oh, you think they will for
more likely
for $7,000?
Well, more likely, yeah. I mean,
they're,
if you're going to get $5 more an hour, yeah.
But we got to start somewhere, too, Chuck. I mean, no, I don't disagree with your point.
And let me say this: I believe somewhere. Had the commissions between 1997 and this time right here, had they chose to give the cost of living increases that would have been allowed based on the raises given to employees, I think my position would be being paid better than $60,000 right now. And that's one reason I voted no on the first one, because I feel like that, you know, I feel like if we leave this in the county commission's hands, there's going to be different commissions take advantage of or disadvantage of that, and we see where that's left. So I think we have to take
one more example, and I commit to leave it on the table and leave it alone. I appreciate y'all humoring me. I met the new assessor in Cape Girardeau County, and he had been an assessor for 30-some years. And I asked him, I said, well, how come you wanted to do this? Because I assumed he was an appraiser for 30 years. And why would you want to do this? Because I would imagine from his experience, he's making a ton more money than he's going to make at the job. Ask him a question. He said, I've always wanted to do it.
But it took me 30 years.
I'm not done with my story. Hang on. He went on to say, I'm thankful, and this is against my point, but I'm thankful that the commissioners in Cape Girardeau, and I remember some of them from back when, I don't know why I'm telling this story, but anyway.
Because you're taking your report away.
They increased salaries along the way. It's the opposite to my platform.
COLAs, you mean?
The salaries for the elected officials.
So percentage, okay.
So there's two points in my story. One is, this guy didn't take the job because of the salary, period. He's thankful, though, that the commissioners pushed for increases like most everybody else here is pushing for. There's two sides to most all stories. You got to draw a line which side you're going to be on. Thank you for hearing me out. I'm done.
One more thing. I don't have a dog in the fight, but I still think that average is, I think if you're going to do this, you ought to do it at that average. I don't think we ought to be way, you know, way low again at the low of the average. Just do it. Let's get at the average of what everybody else is. We're not at the top. You guys aren't going to be at the top of the range. You're going to be at the average. And then in the next few years, if these COLAs pass, that'll follow that way I understand it. Won't it? No, it won't, because that'll jump, or will it? I can't remember how that works, but I think it'll follow it. So that will help, too.
And we can base those COLAs just upon the economy at that time, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just made a simple statement. Yeah. I wasn't trying to say that there ought to be this, this, or this. I'm just saying that the lower part of the scale was 58 to 60, and that there was third class counties that were.
That's what I was looking at.
We're still talking about third class counties at that, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not sure
how I feel on this yet. I'm still not thinking about it, but the only positive I can see based on your comments is Taney County's revenue is not based on assessed valuation, and our assessed valuation is not increased because of the current economy. So our revenues are based on sales tax, and that has continued to increase. So that's, you know, that goes to.
And that's perfect to say that.
Well,
we
I
have
mean,
the ability,
truly,
the county commission has the ability to vote an assessment on any property, an increase on the levy. But we've chosen not to do that because of the tax revenue is fine. And so we're very fortunate. I started my whole thing off saying this is a blessed county, or this is a good place to live, or whatever. So
let me ask one thing. If this raise is given, of course it wouldn't take effect till the next time, but is that going to affect the raise that the employees would be getting?
Not this one. Not what we're discussing
now. Not what we're talking about now.
That has nothing to do with
that. Okay. It's not going to, I mean, I know we're not talking about COLA, but I just want to say,
whatever we vote on this particular, the motion we're talking about right now would not affect 14 budget. It would somewhat affect 15's budget because there would be some new officials coming in then. It would come again then in 17, it would affect.
Total effect.
But if we do this, then we wouldn't necessarily do a COLA And so our employees wouldn't benefit from us doing a COLA. We decide to do just a percentage increase.
They plan on doing something with the
employees. Well, we don't know that that this group is going to vote on a COLA, and we don't know that the commission's going to allow a COLA. So I guess my point is if we did an increase based on COLA, then if the commission is supporting elected officials getting an increase, then they would vote, they would allow money for the COLA, is what I'm trying to say. But if we just do a percentage increase, the commission may not allow a COLA. So some of our employees may get a $1,000 increase or may get less. But if we do a COLA, we know all of our employees are going to get a percentage increase.
This base is not, the base and the $1,000 increase for the employees is not based upon a COLA.
I know that.
So we need to keep the elected officials settled.
Let me explain what I feel about this. From listening to my commissioners that are here talk, and from what they've said before, I'm not hearing COLA even for employees.
Because of that, I feel
like the only way the elected officials are going to get a raise is if we do a percentage here. And that's the reason I voted nay on the first motion.
Are you worried about your employees?
Yes, sir. I am worried about my
you
employees.
You have nothing to worry about with your employees. No elected official in here, with me and my vote on employee salaries, has anything to worry about. I cannot speak for the other two. If you look at the letter that Ron left us, it is his opinion. He says the exact same thing. It is his opinion to be able to provide county employees throughout the county system with a 5 to 6% salary increase. I would like to see a little bit higher.
I would like to see every employee get that, not just certain ones singled out.
Every employee will get at least, according to what Ron's opinion is, 5 to 6. And again, I'd look at it a little higher.
You would look at
it. We're getting so far off base here.
We are, but we need to.
Well, it means something to me, Danny, whether it goes to anybody else.
Danny said, okay, I'll just.
She's concerned about her employees before she decides how to vote.
Oh, so we
need to make sure that she's okay with her employees.
I think our employees need to be protected.
I think the county commission
has taken care of all the employees. If you want to just know the way I feel about it ever since I've been on the commission to talk about it.
Well, there may still be some people want to make some discussion, but I'm partly motivated by looking at the clock.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to make a motion that the elected official salaries be set at 125%. And I don't know how to word that properly, but
of the salary schedule.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor by Mr. Jeff Merrill. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Kevin Tweedy, second it. All in favor? And we'll do the roll call again.
Yeah.
Melanie? Okay.
Nay.
Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brandon?
Yay.
Yay.
Nay. Carol? Oh.
Well, I'm undecided too.
Okay, we'll give you a minute now, Sheila.
No.
Donna?
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
Jimmy, did you say yes? So I haven't decided. Danny, you were a yes. Melanie hasn't decided. Rick, you were a no, right?
No.
Carol hasn't decided. And Ron's not here.
Okay.
And
where
you're
are
not
we
voting yet, right? So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4 abstained so far.
You're going to have to go ahead and call the vote. You can't.
Call the vote.
Yeah.
Have you voted, Jim?
No. Mine's yes. Melanie?
Yes.
Yes. Carol?
Yes.
Yes. Donna?
I'm going to have to say no with 125%.
Okay. So what's the vote?
1, 2, 3, 4. What was yours, Melanie? I'm sorry.
Yes.
5, 6, 7 yeses. That's the majority.
Okay, so we have a majority to say yes, so the motion passes. As we move on to additional business, I guess we need to move on to COLAs. COLAs or straight cost, straight raise for the employees.
No, we don't make any decisions.
Okay, no problem.
Do we not make a decision on COLA here?
We do make that, but the options are being made, and some people feel like it hasn't, so we decide.
Well, I think we can, based on the email.
With the salary commission's recommendation, right?
So that.
Based on the emails I got, the COLA changes from one year to another, and the salary commission does not meet every year. So we can vote to set a COLA, and then the commission can say yes or no. But the only positive, of course, this has already passed, but that's why I was in favor of COLAs, because we've gone years without having an increase, where some of our employees have gotten $1,000 a year for 4 years, have gotten a $4,000 increase, and during the whole time I've been in office, we haven't gotten that kind of a raise. So that's, I just didn't agree with the amount of the percentage is the only thing I had an issue with.
I think maybe we need a motion, and this is just my opinion, to approve cost of living allowances so that we clear up the muddy water from 1977 or 1997 and the meetings that have been taking place in between where they haven't given one, so that there is an option for a cost of living.
I think that just gives the commission that option, and because of that, I would move that we allow the commission to make a decision as to whether or not the elected officials get cost of living increase.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor by Mr. Finley to approve allow cost of livings upon the discretion of the commission. That gives them additional flexibility.
Will be based on salary commission's recommendation.
Right.
Second.
Could you review that once more?
We still have.
It wouldn't be based upon the salary. It's commission's because we only meet every.
We just two.
Oh, okay.
It's completely up to the commission.
Up to the commission. Yeah, I think that's
be tied to the national index.
Well, yes, makes the decision, Jim, what it's tied to.
Because Boone County, again, I'm just using them because I know everybody else uses them. I say everybody else.
Because they're the highest.
Because they're the highest. But the salary commission gave them 4.5%, and the commission has to vote on that. That's the only reason I said based on recommendation by, because it was recommended to the commission for their raise, their 4.5%.
So they're getting 4.5% a year? Or
then that would mean they give the employees that.
Correct.
Yeah, that's why.
The motion.
I would bet that varies from year to year.
It
varies from year to year. I think what we do is just make sure that you guys have that approval.
Yeah.
So
approval through the salary commission for us to make that decision. If there is a year where
you may not always get
drops down, or we have a tornado or something like that, or we have a flood, as we've had 3 incidents like that, and the revenue is not, it gives you the flexibility
to
either say that you're going to give a cost of living increase or none.
So, does the commission not have the ability to do a cost of living
They do,
increase,
but not for the elected officials.
This would include the elected officials.
You can't give a cost of living increase for elected officials.
Yes, you can, as long as it's called a COLA.
So the amount.
If we approve.
That's what they're saying. We need to give that authority.
We need to give them that authority.
You'll give you all authority. The county commission cannot give a cost of living increase across the board.
No, he's talking about to the elected officials. Has that to do with?
I'm saying across the board.
Elected and employees.
Okay, that was my question. That didn't make sense to me, but
so
that's the way it is.
Okay, so to get this clarified in my head again, so if we vote that the elected or the commission can give a COLA any year every year or not every year, whenever they, at their discretion. We aren't going to vote on a percent. The commission will decide the percent.
Right.
As the, okay, as and the revenue.
You base that on
the base,
what they do. Most of them do it, just what Jimmy said, whatever the national or
right,
the,
okay. So we're not voting on a percent. We're voting on
the ability.
Allow. I'm for that.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second. Do we have any additional discussion?
So the motion is to vote for the elected officials to go with COLA. Is that what the motion is?
Could we hear the, who's keeping track? Could they just read it back for us?
Have you got it typed, Stacey?
Yes, I have. Auditor Finley moves to allow the commission to decide whether or not to give cost of living increase across the board to elected officials and employees alike.
The employees would not be included in that because we don't have any authority over employees. Mm.
We'll make sure it's right.
But it's tied in with employees.
The statute ties it.
The statute ties it to the employee.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. You want it read again now that she's corrected it? Would you, Stacey?
Took the employee.
What do you want taken out? Just
the employee.
And the employee. The statute.
You could maybe put per statute, yeah.
So I think I know the answer, but if the county commission made, if this passes and the county commission votes to do a COLA, whatever percent it is, it goes across the board.
Just to give you an example, with a COLA, if the commission wanted to, they could approve a COLA that would go into effect on January 1, 2014 for all elected officials and county employees. And then at the next term, that percentage you approve would go into effect for whoever's elected.
But our increase cannot be any more than the least amount for an employee.
Exactly.
Right.
But elected officials could, in 2015, new officials would, already voted on, get 125% plus a COLA if the commission votes
in 2014.
They could, yes.
Or in 2014.
You can't get those high increases. Only the COLA.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah, you can get the call in 2014.
But in 2015, a new elected official would be
receiving
125%
of whatever the salaries are.
Plus whatever call of the commission did across
right.
the board.
But but the commission wouldn't necessarily be giving a COLA in 2015 if they did in 2014. It just depends on when.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everybody straight. We'll call for the vote. Kevin? Aye. Melanie?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
Mr. Jeff?
Yes.
Aye. I'm going to abstain because I'm a big one making the decision.
That's not the same as the...
I'm going to abstain from voting on that.
Right. Then your staying vote will go with the majority. That's
right.
The way the Robert rule reads.
That's fine. I mean, I'm for it, but I'm going to abstain.
Yeah. Mr. Jimmy?
Aye.
Nay.
Carol?
Aye.
Donna?
Aye. If you voted to raise a salary from 53 to 66,250, then put a COLA on top. If you hadn't done that, I could, but no, I can't. I mean, I want the employees to get the salary increase this year. They've got to. I mean, they might have got to have it.
I see your point.
But I need more hours. I need more time to do my work than... there's
being
help rather than, no, I can't.
And I'm aye. Donna, what's the tally?
Everyone has voted yes except Danny, who has abstained, Sheila, who voted no, and Chuck, who voted no.
Okay, so the motion passes.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate your input.
You know, I wish I'd have thought, honestly, the percent on that, I think it is too high, too. I think it should have gone to 12%, which would have been 60,000. But...